You can slide over if you want.
Pardon me? Okay, I'll slide over just a little bit. So, Warren, just I'd like you to give a little greeting to the International Council, and of course the international team is part of that. Just anything that's on your mind and heart that you'd like to say.
Well, what a privilege to be able to talk to you men and women and give greetings and thank the Lord for all he's done. And where I've had this bad kind of cancer, according to Mayo Clinic, for about 6 years, I'm still happy and rejoicing in the Lord, and realize that we've got about 140 people that are on our close-in prayer list that are praying for me to be healed or as the Lord wants. Well, the thing that excites me is when the Lord heals me, then there are going to be 140 or more people that are rejoicing and will get in on the credit. We have one Australian girl, Chinese, that Ruth works with in Singapore, and she fasted Tuesday and is going to be fasting again this week and further. And whether it's her fasting or just the prayers of many people or whatever, it's nice to be prayed for, nice to look forward to his healing, nice to look forward to his deliverance, and he is welcome to be with him as the King of Kings and the one who makes no mistakes, the blessed controller of all things.
That's one of your favorite phrases, isn't it? The blessed controller of all things.
That's right. There's an article here that talks about it in India 20 years ago when we were skidding toward, on a rainy day, the taxi driver lost control, was skidding toward a bus stop with a bunch of people in it, and all I could think of was, Lord Jesus, take over, take over. And he got it under control, and shaking and scared, got it under control, went ahead, started skidding toward a concrete culvert, had to use the same prayer over again.
All right, double duty.
Yeah, and that was a prayer, a verse from 1 Timothy 6:15 in Phillips that had just caught my attention a few months before, and it's become one of my life verses for the last 20 years.
Oh, that's great. Warren, as you look back on the many years of ministry and the foundation of the Navigator Ministries and are thinking about really reproducing in the lives of people, just what are your thoughts? Has it worked?
Very much so it's worked. And I think that in the NAVs or outside the NAVs, everybody has their own particular gifts and calling. And with those gifts and calling, they use them in different ways. Some people have a very high gift of evangelism and are also able to help people individually in small groups. I think that's what disciple making is. It's the ability to help individuals and small groups. Others are very highly gifted in working with individuals. Small groups which just don't have the touch to help people one-to-one. The verse has been, I've been a believer now for 55 years, and the verse that has been the most significant for my calling and so forth is an obscure little verse in 1 Samuel 10:26. It says, Saul returned to his home in Gibeah just after he was made king, and he said there went with him valiant men whose hearts God had touched. Now that, I think, is my calling more than anything else, to find valiant men who have a heart for Jesus, that's number one, and have the ability and the heart to teach others. And as I just got through my last trip to Asia, I find that I had contact with about 120 men and women whom we met with individually, stayed in the homes of many, who have a real touch to multiply. And I think that is my special gift and calling and burden, men and women who can teach others also.
That's great. As you look back on the years in terms of the basics, what is it that has kept you going?
Well, I think it's God's, of course, God's sovereign grace. But besides those 150 people, I'm in touch with about another 110 people that I keep contact with by mail, email, phones, and so forth. And I just see God not only giving me men and women who I've worked with before, but new men and women. Some of them I met when they were 14, now they're 17. Some when they were 22, and now they're 26. And they have a touch for Jesus, a heart for Jesus, and it gets me excited about working with them and helping them keep going.
Right. Now, you and Ruth are working on another book, and I noticed in your letter that it's due May 31, which is quite ambitious if I know the book business.
Yep.
And why don't you just tell us a little bit about it?
Well, another opportunity for you to help us in prayer. We are now focusing on completing another 31 days book from Multnomah Press, 31 Days of Warfare Praise. The focus will be on victory over our threefold enemy, Satan, the world, and our fleshly nature. We're seeking to have the strong emphasis on Jesus' defeat of Satan without emphasizing Satan more than the scriptures do. We're aiming for a May 31st deadline, which will be tight. So we really appreciate your prayer. And I've just sent some of the late news to the editor at Multnomah, the senior editor, and told him that, you know, there's this problem, we may not make it. But the point is, we don't want to underemphasize Satan and be ignorant of his devices. But at the same time, we don't want to overemphasize him, nor give him more than his due. But we do want to be sure that we touch on what his machinations, his goals are. And then through that, we then present the fact that Jesus is victor. Jesus was victor. Jesus is victor. Jesus will be victor. So don't wrestle. Just nestle, as Corey Ten Boom says.
Don't wrestle, just nestle. Good. Well, our non-English speakers will have to get out a dictionary on that one. Now, just in the last 3 weeks, your health has taken a pretty significant turn for the worse, or
yes,
is it just the pain? Tell us a little about it.
Well, of course, it's cancer. We're not sure just what's causing all the pain in my legs and my hips. But we know that Satan has a part in it, and that Jesus Christ has a victorious one. We're overwhelming victors through Jesus. By overwhelming victors, it's like somebody that wins a soccer match by 54-0. Well, that's an overwhelming victory.
Sure.
And so we know that he's the victor, and all we have to do is rest in him and see what he has in mind.
That's right. Now, what are you're working, what, 6 or 7 hours a day in the midst of all this pain?
Yes.
How are you managing that?
Well, God's grace and my wife's wonderful hard work and help and nutrition and all these other things that go into good health. So all of it put together, I'm just on top.
Great. Well, anything else you'd like to just share in parting with the folks at the IC, just things that...
Well, of course, one of these great old-time verses is trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your understanding. It doesn't say don't use it, it just says don't lean on it. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Or I like to paraphrase Psalm 37:5, commit your life and your plans to the Lord. Trust Him. Of course, there's the big bottom line. Trust Him, and He'll work it out.
Great. Thanks, Warren.
Thank you.